problems that are overwhelming. Sometimes humor is the best defense. I kind of like flawed characters because it's a little bit like myself. You know, a lot of modern filmmaking is about making perfect pictures, it's about making things that are visually without imperfections and people that are without imperfections. And in a way, the mainstream cinema, the global cinema today, is about distancing itself from the audience. It's a little bit like the Catholic Church of the 16th century, which is up here, and you know, all the stupid people that are looking up at the beacon are beyond it. And I think film is really about the opposite. It's about connecting with people and making people feel akin to the characters on the screen, not just to be adoring them, you know, rather to feel akin to them. So human beings interest me also in its imperfection, because I think it's why we go to the cinema, to see something that stirs us without making us feel small and insignificant. And I wanted them all to manifest somehow a period when they felt like they looked good. And I wanted to, in a subtle way, to say something about how we age and we cling on to images of ourselves as better than what we are now. You know, and of course it's a way to make fun of people who are delusionary, but it's also a way to say that humanity, you know, well, we are so stupid as human beings. We are making pretense and we are ridiculous when we are trying to look better than what we are. But in sort of keeping an eye on that, maybe there's a way of seeing ourselves as just as silly. It's a screwball existential comedy. It's a new genre.